It is time for the Rural Intelligence Report. Ruralintelligence.com is the place you can go to find out what's going on, what's been going on, and what's coming up in our area. And, of course, every week we check in with Mark Williams, and this week is no different. Mark, good morning, and thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Marshall, and it's lovely to be back. And I'll tell you, there are so many really interesting things coming up this week throughout the entire region. I think we should have something for everybody, something inside, something outside, really fascinating. So, yeah, so we've got, yeah, let's get going. We've got a lot to talk about.
Let us talk about a couple of events that will end the year. The first one in Great Barrington and the second one in Williamstown, Massachusetts.
Yes. So both at educational establishments, and really we are so lucky in throughout our region and having some great educational establishments which have free lectures which are open to the public. And that's the case at Bard College on Wednesday, this Wednesday, January the 30th, Bard College at Simon's Rock in Great Barrington, because they have got a reading and talk by the author Alexander Chi. He will be reading from his latest book and talking about it and trying to sell a few copies as well. It's an essay collection called How to Write an Autobiographical Novel. Now, the reason I mention this, it was named a best book of 2018 by New York Magazine, The Washington Post, Publishers Weekly, NPR, and Time Magazine, and a number of others as well. And listeners may well know of Alexander Chi because he's written other novels in the past, including Edinburgh and Queen of the Night. This is lovely that he's coming to the area and talking. It's an essay, book of essays, this one, and they're right across the board, everything from autobiographical pieces to other subjects as well. And Chi, a lot of people will know him as well because he is a contributing editor at the New Republic, and he's a professor at Dartmouth College as well. So if you're interested in great literature and a great read, then Bard College on Wednesday evening, 7 o'clock. Simon's Rock, Bard. In Great Barrington at 7 o'clock on Wednesday. But then on Thursday, this is going to be really a very popular event. I think it's going to be, people will travel a long way for this. Williams College is hosting Tarana Burke. People will know her well anyway, but I'll just remind people, she's the founder of the hashtag MeToo movement. She's been a social justice activist for a long time. But the Me Too movement, as we know, has been incredibly successful at focusing on certain issues. And I think that she is going to be a fascinating subject. Now, what's going to happen is that she's going to be interviewed on the stage by one of the professors at Williams. And it will be, and I think that this talk will be incredibly well attended from all around our region because she is such an important person at the moment. So that's at Williams College on Thursday, January the 31st at 7:30 in the evening.
All right, let's move on to February 1st, and that is in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, the Radius Playwrights Festival.
Yes, this is the Berkshire Playwrights Lab, and we've talked about them in past years. Every January, it's February, isn't it? Right at the beginning of the year, should we say? Every year, they have these staged readings, and this year it will be six plays by six different writers. And the mission of the Berkshire Playwrights Lab is basically to provide playwrights with the space to create. They really provide an opportunity for emerging as well as established playwrights to find a secure place where they can explore new avenues of creativity, is what they say. By the way, the process is incredibly professional, as the plays in this this six plays that will coming up for this Friday the 1st and Saturday the 2nd of February are what happens is the writers write them, and then they go into a sort of intensive four-day rehearsal process with professional actors and directors, and that process helps the playwright see their works, as it were, more clearly, and allows them to take some of the works and go down particular alleyways, and if they don't like that alleyway, they can come back up and try it from a different angle as well. So it's really an opportunity for these playwrights to experiment with real professionals. And then, by the way, by the time they finish this whole process, they have this fully blocked script in hand, staged professional reading as well. And the last thing is that after the reading, the audience is actually encouraged to stay on and enjoy the talk back with the playwright. So the playwright also gets some real feedback from the eventual audience as well. So that's at St. James Place on Friday, February the 1st, and Saturday, February the 2nd. And as I say, there are a whole lot of plays. So there's six plays in total by different writers. So you have to go to their website. You go to via Rural Intelligence, and it's under the 2019 Radius Playwrights Festival.
Also on February 1st, the Wines of Oregon and Washington State.
Yeah, I mentioned this for several reasons. First of all, I love wine tastings, as you know from our previous conversations. And Nee James is organizing a wine tasting at Ventford Hall on Friday evening at 5:30. And it's the Wines of Oregon and Washington State. And there's obviously a lot of really wonderful wines from that area. But this particularly interesting is that the man who is actually going to be arranging the tasting and talking about it is a guy called Jeff Brooks, and he's from the King Estate Winery. Now, what makes the King Estate Winery particularly interesting? That it's over 1,000 acres in size, which means it's the largest biodynamic vineyard in North America. And this is the way that a lot of vineyards are going. So it's really an opportunity to see how the leading biodynamic vineyard operates and the wines that they have. Oh, and by the way, if you go early, there's a chance of a private tour of Ventford Hall as well, which is always interesting. So that's Friday, February the 1st. In Lenox at Ventford Hall.
We will move on from Ventford Hall to Egremont, Massachusetts, and on the 1st, the Globe Terranium class.
That's absolutely this is also interesting because it's two fascinating things. First of all, I love terraniums because they're so incredibly easy to keep, but they actually add a lot of color to a room, and so I'm a great fan of them. And then secondly, there's a new wine store in South Egremont, and I think it's always wonderful when a new business starts up, and we should try and do some supporting of it, and I happen to have been in a couple of times to check it out, and so I thought I'd mention this. So Friday, February the 1st, in South Egremont, at 6 o'clock in the evening, at the South Egremont Spirit Shop, this new shop, you can have a wine tasting whilst the experts from the florists Township 4 teach participants how to create a glass terrarium that can either hang up or you can sit on a shelf as well. The lovely thing is that all the materials are included in this. So you get and on top of that, you get your own choice of plants and accents that you can put in your terrarium. I think the terrariums are great fun because they are great gifts as well. But I have mine at home in my offices, and I think they're really a joy to watch. Also, whilst you're there, you get a chance to check out the new store and a wonderful selection. The owner is well known to the area, so do check it out and give him some support whilst you're there.
We'll head north, then we'll go to Lenox, Massachusetts on the 2nd for the Lenox Mountain Summit Hike.
Yeah, this is, it's good to get outside and get a bit of fresh air on these cold winter days. And if the weather's right, this is a great hike. So the Pleasant Valley Wildlife Sanctuary in Lenox is arranging this sort of what they're calling a moderately strenuous guided hike or snowshoe hike with an expert from Mass Alberton. And the walk is to the summit of Lenox Mountain. The whole idea is to track wildlife, identify trees by their bark, and of course, the most important thing is you get, if it's a clear day, there is a 50-mile view from the top of the mountain, and it really is worthwhile getting to the top of Lenox Mountain. The organizers say that this is a moderately strenuous hike. It follows the trail of ledges and Overbrook Trail. It's about 3 miles in total. So if you need some fresh air, get out and enjoy yourself on Saturday, February the 2nd, at 12:30 in the afternoon, the Pleasant Valley Wildlife Sanctuary there.
We will move on and we will go to, let's see here, why don't we stay in Lenox?
Yeah, that's right. And by the way, this is going to be a really big event for gardeners. Every winter, the Berkshire Botanical Gardens has a winter lecture. And they bring in a really well-known gardener the place is packed out with, and this year they're bringing in Arne Maynard to give their talk on in Lenox, February the 2nd, Saturday afternoon. It's at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And Arne Maynard is interesting. He is an international garden designer. He'll be talking about how he chooses and creates planting combinations for the gardens he designs. He grew up, by the way, in the county of Dorset in England, where he really was, I think he's put to work by his grandparents in their vegetable garden. But he's also known now for not just his international garden design projects, which are all around the world, but he's also has his own garden in Wales, where he owns this amazing medieval tower, and he's building these tremendous gardens surrounding this beautiful medieval tower. Apparently, it's absolutely fascinating. Anyway, his lecture, I'm sure, will be incredibly well attended. You will need to, it's really very sensible to register in advance to get in, because they're normally sold out. So it's at the Lenox Memorial Middle and High School in Lenox on Saturday, February the 2nd at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And go to the Berkshire Botanical Gardens website to register in advance.
On February 2nd, an interesting event going on in Rhinebeck in the afternoon.
Yeah, the Star Library in Rhinebeck is hosting Andrew Del Banco. He's a Columbia University professor. He's going to be talking about his new book, which is called The War Before the War, Fugitive Slaves and the Struggle for America's Soul from the Revolution to the Civil War. It's a long title. But basically, his argument is that for decades after its founding, America was really two nations, one slave and one free. And that slaves escaping from the South to the North and telling their stories became really the catalyst for the Civil War. The book is was one of the New York Times critics' best books of 2018. And it's really good that the Star Library in Rhinebeck is hosting that. So that's at 4 o'clock on Saturday the 2nd, the Star Library in Rhinebeck.
We'll move on from Rhinebeck, New York, to Hudson, New York.
Yeah, this sounds pretty wild and pretty out there, but we try to have a little for everyone here. And at Basilica Hudson on February the 2nd, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, they're having this second of two community-centered visual art, music, and sculpture programs. It sounds absolutely amazing. It's produced in partnership with the Harpoon Productions, which is an artistic production company led by the installation and performance artist J. Patrick Doyle. Anyway, the whole idea is that the embolic River Fire is a multidisciplinary installation that engages ancient folk traditions and rituals that aren't usually shown in a contemporary art context. And I can say that reading about this, I would definitely agree with that. The story is inspired by the Greek myth of Demeter and Persephone. This embolic river fire is, as they describe it, an Elysian festival of fire and light. And it's all told through music, movement, puppetry, performance, and multidisciplinary installations that follow the metamorphosis of Demeter into various forms as she searches for her daughter, who's been abducted by Hades, god of the underworld. It sounds unbelievably wild and strange and great, great fun. And it's at the Basilica Hudson. It starts at 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. Go to the Basilica Hudson website for all of the details. But it does sound pretty wild one way and another. And they're saying that it's our way of welcoming in the arrival of spring. Well, I hope it does bring the arrival of spring, because I have a funny feeling spring may be a few months off yet. So anyway, it sounds like a wild afternoon there at Basilica Hudson.
Now, coming up on February 2nd, running through February 10th, the Warner Theater in Torrington, A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder.
Yes, yes. This is going to be great fun. Warner Theatre have really brought in this wonderful hit. It's one of the most nominated shows of the 2014 season, actually. It had 10 Tony nominations. It won 4 prizes there: Best Musical, Best Book, Direction, and Costumes. It also earned 7 Drama Desk Awards, including Best Musical. It had 4 Outer Critics Circle Awards. I mean, 1 Drama League Award. It was everything. The story is absolutely great fun, and we've seen it before in various ways. A distant heir to a family fortune sets out to speed up the line of succession by using a great deal of his charm and, of course, a dash of murder. So the play is great fun. It's filled with lovely music, lots of laughs, and it's, by the way, there's an actor who gets one of the best one of the best roles, I guess, around, because there are 8 doomed heirs to the family fortune who have to be knocked off before the killer gets his family fortune. The amazing thing is that all 8 of the doomed heirs are played by one particular actor. And of course, they all end up dying in lots of the most creative and hilarious ways. So it's a great fun event, a great fun play. It starts on February the 2nd, and it runs through February the 10th. So, again, you'll have to go to the Warner Theatre website to check on times and dates and also to book your tickets.
North Adams, Massachusetts, the next stop, a TEDx presentation.
Yes. I've been to a number of TEDx's. These are the local TED events, you know, the TED Talks. They're always incredibly well organized, incredibly well choreographed, and absolutely fascinating. And on Saturday, February the 2nd, up at Mass Mocha, they're having TEDx North Adams 2019. They are bringing in 9 speakers. Some of whom I know and have heard of, for example, Barbara Malkus is coming in and talking about inclusive communities. There's a water specialist, Hamza Faruka. There's the WAM Theatre founder, Christian Van Ginhoven. There's the literary activist, Ty Allen Jackson, a number of others. It's going to be a really fascinating event. I can highly recommend going up to a TEDx event anywhere. They are so wonderfully organized, absolutely fascinating. And that starts at 12 o'clock on February Saturday the 2nd, and it will be, as I say, at Mass Mocha. But you will have to book in well in advance to get your seating, etc.
In Hillsdale, New York, on February 2nd, a little bit of romantic piano.
Well, yeah, and this is lovely. This is a debut concert by a newly formed quartet called the Palmer Quartet. And they're going to go to the Rokeliff Janssen Library and perform some romantic piano quartets, as you say. There's quartets from Frank Bridge, Robert Schumann, and the piano quartet in G minor by Gabrielle Fauré. It starts at 5 o'clock in the afternoon in Hillsdale on Saturday, February the 2nd.
We'll move from Hillsdale, New York, to Hyde Park.
Yes, we talked about this in the past, and in fact, actually, I was at the CIA last week, and they were saying that this is one of the most popular events they have every year. So in Hyde Park at the Culinary Institute of America, at 6 o'clock, they are having their annual beefsteak banquet at the American Bounty restaurant there. The story is absolutely fascinating. Apparently, beefsteak banquets originated in the 1800s in New York City. They were political events, fundraisers for politicians. They were men-only events, and they were all-you-can-eat events where you ate everything with your fingers. Well, the CIA have continued this tradition. No, I'm joking. They've upgraded this event, and nowadays, obviously, it's open to everyone. It's the whole idea. It is a rollicking evening where there are big communal tables. Everyone joins a communal table. So you're sitting with a whole group of new people, and you get to enjoy oysters and shrimp and mini burgers, roast sirloin steak. Oh, cold beer from the brewery at the CIA is there as well. They have a brass band which plays beefsteak era music as well, and there's a sing-along. It's a great, great fun evening. It will be really well attended. You will need to get tickets in advance. And by the way, they've gone from everything being eaten with your fingers. They do actually offer utensils as well. So it will be a great fun evening on February the 2nd at the CIA. And that starts at 6 o'clock in the evening for the annual beefsteak banquet.
Everybody knows things are better eaten with your hands. on February 2nd, Egremont, Massachusetts. This sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun when the guitarist of the Spin Doctors comes to town.
Yeah, Eric Schenkman is coming to town. I tell you, the barn at Egremont Village Inn, we talked about a number of the events that they have, is really becoming a fixture on the scene. It started, I guess, about 3 or 4 years ago, maybe not even that. And they have so many events there, and it's a lovely atmosphere and a great space for performing in as well as going to. And they've got Eric Schenkman. He's coming back. He's been there before. He was the guitarist from the Spin Doctors, and he's coming with his own trio. And they're going to be playing music from Eric's solo album release, which is called Who Shot John? Obviously, you might know Eric before because he was the key member of the Spin Doctors. He co-wrote all five of their top 100 hits as well. If you get a chance, it's at the barn at Egremont Village Inn. On Saturday evening, February the 2nd at 8 o'clock, definitely will be popular as well.
And we'll wrap things up in Spencertown, New York.
Yes. Well, this one I can personally recommend as well. Spencertown, you know, we talked about the Spencertown Academy of Arts Center having its annual fundraiser last week. Well, they are... there is an event there which is going to be great fun on Sunday afternoon. That's Sunday, February the 3rd. They have a series which they call Conversations with Neighbors, and it's this one is an afternoon with the artist Pops Peterson. And he is absolutely fascinating. I know him. I've been to his talks at the Norman Rockwell Museum as well. And Pops has, he's an artist whose his most recent body of work is rethinking the Norman Rockwell paintings and putting them through a sort of a modern day lens, both painted and photographed. And he's taken a lot of, you know, these iconic Norman Rockwell paintings and really changed them and focused in on how we look at the world today. So Norman Rockwell looked at things through his eyes in the 1950s and 60s, whatever. This is really takes this up to very, very contemporary. And it's absolutely fascinating. Pops is a great talker. He is great fun. He makes everything really interesting and fun. And he makes the world, makes you look at the world in a new way, which is always great when it comes to art. So that's at the Spencertown Academy Arts Center at 2 o'clock on Sunday, February the 3rd. And I definitely would recommend popping into that as well.
And that wraps up this week's Look Around Rural Intelligence. Just a bit of the information you'll find at ruralintelligence.com. Mark, we'll speak to you again next week.
Lovely. Thank you so much. I look forward to it.